Cape Talk.
Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soku Sibiya, who joins us every morning to give us some wonderful news coming from the African continent. Soku, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. What's the latest from Zimbabwe?
Good morning, Abungile and your listeners. As the latest is this week, Zimbabwe basically celebrated the Independence Day, which is 38 years independence from colonial rule. But what's also happened is that it was different this time around, besides the fact that Mugabe is no longer the leader. But what you found is that Zimbabweans are now finding their voice. So the things they couldn't say during Mugabe's rule, they now can say. And one of those things that has actually come out is satirical comedy or satirical plays that have also been a hit of late in Zimbabwe. So what you found is that comedians are getting more bolder in terms of poking fun at Robert Mugabe, which is something that they were not allowed to do when he was, when he was in power. And there's a play now that's going on that's called Operational Regis, I think something like that. So it's a play basically about the last few days of Robert Mugabe in power. And it basically looks at how he possibly reacted when everything was going down, when the military was coming through, when he had that odd resignation that wasn't a resignation, and then he really did resign, all those things. So they're poking fun at that in terms of how he and Grace probably reacted at that time. And it's taken, and what the comedians are saying is that they're actually really excited because the theatres have been sold out, the whole show has been sold out throughout its running in the theatres. And it's become so popular that they're actually running it for another week for the Harare International Festival of Arts. And as I say, this is how people are getting their voice now in terms of this is what's nice about freedom, is that you're allowed to say what you want to say without fear. And basically everybody needs to live in a place where freedom of speech is respected in terms of not being offensive, but you're allowed to say what you're allowed to say. And I think this is going to be something that we see often in Zimbabwe as well.
That's absolutely fantastic to hear, Soku. Thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. Do have a wonderful weekend, and we chat on Monday.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.